the life that can be corrected. Whoever loves correction loves knowledge, but he who hates reproof is stupid. Proverbs 12:1, World English Bible. Proverbs 12 begins with correction and ends with a road on which there is no death. These are not separate ideas. The road to life begins when we become willing to be changed. The Hebrew word translated stupid is be'ah, meaning brutish or unreasoning, like an animal that cannot understand moral instruction. Yet verse 10 says that the righteous person respects the life of his animal. Literally, he knows the nephesh, the living soul, needs and inner condition of his beast. The contrast is striking. The person who rejects correction becomes less truly human, while the wise person becomes so deeply human that even an animal's suffering matters to him. Biblical wisdom is not cleverness. It is restored creatureliness, receiving instruction from God, caring for the weaker creatures, cultivating the earth, listening to counsel, and refusing to pretend that we are self-made. Rooted in reality. This chapter repeatedly speaks of roots, houses, bones, hearts, hands, fruit, and paths. Righteousness is not an abstract religious mood. It enters the whole structure of life. It steadies a household, strengthens the bones, governs the tongue, directs the hands, and determines the road beneath one's feet. In ancient Israel, a house meant more than a building. It included family, land, livestock, livelihood, and future generations. Thus, when verse 7 says that the house of the righteous shall stand, it describes a life whose faithfulness shelters others long after the faithful person is gone. Wickedness, by contrast, feeds upon illusion. It plots, boasts, lies, chases fantasies, and desires another person's plunder. Verse 9 exposes the honor culture of the ancient world. It is better to possess quiet sufficiency than to perform importance while going hungry. Pride spends reality to purchase appearance. Truth lasts because it agrees with God's world. A lie may move quickly, but it has no roots. The tongue as sword or medicine. There is one who speaks rashly like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise heals. Proverbs 12:18, World English Bible. Speech is presented almost sacramentally. Invisible words produce bodily consequences. Anxiety bows the heart down. A good word raises it again. Christ is the supreme wise one whose words heal, yet he also allowed himself to be pierced by the violence of human falsehood. At the cross, the truth endured our lies and answered them not with retaliation, but with forgiveness. In him, correction is no longer mere condemnation, it becomes the surgery of grace. Today, ask not only, am I correct, but am I correctable? The uncorrectable heart is already drifting from reality. The teachable heart has stepped onto the path of life. Suggested readings, Psalm 141:5, Matthew 7:24-27, James 3:5-18, Hebrews 12:5-11. Suggested hymn, Take My Life and Let It Be. Prayer. Lord of truth, make me teachable. Root me in what is real. Free me from the need to appear important, and make my words instruments of healing. Teach me to receive correction as grace and to walk in the way of Christ where righteousness flowers into life. Amen.